So what we've done is made it our mission to talk to as many eyewitnesses as possible. And because, you know, obviously that's the best source of independent evidence, the people who were there and actually watched the event go down, in order to show people, look, this is the truth, this is what really happened. And, well, what we decided is that we were going to compare what the eyewitnesses said with all the official reports, the official data, as well as the physical damage that has been documented and photographed, and see where that goes. Now, in addition to Terry Moran and yourself, and we have, I spoke with Edward Pake. He's a mechanic who was at the A1 gas station just west of the Navy Annex over there, right between you and the Sheraton. And also, I've spoken with several Arlington Cemetery employees who were right there in the Arlington Cemetery maintenance buildings, which you can see quite well from your window, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And most of these accounts we filmed on location, so we actually have them describing what they saw, exactly what they saw, and, you know, right there in person, exactly where they saw it. So it's pretty compelling, because this is something that the media hasn't done, the government certainly hasn't done. We really don't have any official documentation of eyewitnesses, and certainly not filmed on location on the level that we've done.
I've heard from people that the reason that they tore down Wing 8 of the Navy Annex was to take away the look that could ever be corroborated from of what anybody would have seen from the Navy Annex, which is absolutely not true. That deal to take down the Navy, that wing of the Navy Annex, was a deal that was cut between Ron Kadish, who was the three-star director of the Missile Defense Agency, and the Air Force Association, who was advocating the building of the Air Force Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
So those discussions and that deal had long taken place before 9/11.
Well, it's easy to corroborate your account by speaking with several other witnesses who are in the surrounding area, and obviously that critical area between the Navy Annex and the heliport tower is the most important, where people witnessed the most important part of the final moments of this flight. Now, we've also spoken with, I have an interview with Sean Boger, who is the heliport tower air traffic controller. So he actually witnessed that plane come in from over the Navy Annex and then fly past the gas station, and gives a rather compelling account. Basically the complete opposite vantage point that you had.
Yeah. What was his take on it?
Well, he happens to corroborate your account of the plane being directly over the Navy Annex, and corroborate your account that it seemed to be perhaps leaning more towards the north side of the gas station. He said it was on the north side of the gas station. But most importantly, and the most compelling accounts that we've documented, Albert, have been the witnesses who were at the gas station. And I've, in fact, interviewed two Pentagon police officers, Sergeant William Legassi and Sergeant Chadwick Brooks, both of whom were right there at the station, but also Robert Tercios, who's an employee at the gas station. And all three of these witnesses saw the plane as it passed the gas station, and they corroborate each other as well, including you and including Sean Boger. So, and not to mention the Arlington Cemetery guys, they all drew the flight path for me right there on video, and it's rather compelling watching all these accounts match over and over and over, and all describing the plane flying in the exact same place. Now, they all describe it as being between the gas station and Arlington Cemetery, in that little area right there. So, you know, after Columbia Pike turns around, goes in front of the Navy Annex and starts... before it goes underneath the bridge, that's basically where they described it, between on the north side of the gas station, just south of Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Now the problem with this...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, anybody who was out and about right then in that area would have had a great vantage point if they were at the gas station.
Precisely. There's zero room for perspective error because they're sitting there on the property, and they're just telling us, hey, you know, where's this plane in relation to the gas station? And they all said it was on the north side. Obviously, if it was on the south side, it'd be pretty difficult for them to make that mistake, if not impossible, let alone all three of them to make that mistake.
Right. And
it's not just them. We're actually, now with your account, we're actually up to 15 witnesses who corroborate this approach of the plane as flying directly over the Navy Annex and then north of the gas station, as you described.